What should we do? John the Baptist challenged those he encountered to prepare for the coming of the Lord through repentance and humility, because he wanted them to experience the joy and peace God wanted to give them. And in response, they asked the question, what should we do? Following John's example, as we begin this third week in Advent, in preparation for the coming of Jesus, I want to challenge you to repentance and humility, so you can experience that same joy and peace God wants to give you. Last year, after over 20 years with the same company, I left. And in July, I started working for the Diocese of Rapid City. And over the past 18 months, my wife Nancy has noticed a change in me. She says I appear to be happier, less stressed. She attributes this to my change of jobs. While this change may have contributed to my newfound happiness, I believe a more significant reason is my renewed focus on the sacrament of confession. During this time, I went from receiving confession every 3 to 4 months, maybe on average, to every 3 to 4 weeks. By receiving the sacrament more consistently and frequently, I become more aware of the temptations, more aware of my sins, and the need to come clean with God. And in return, God has strengthened me with his graces and made me more joyful and happy. I imagine most of us would say that Pope St. John Paul II appeared to be a happy person. I've read numerous accounts of him going to confession on a weekly basis. Frequent reception of the sacrament, I am sure, contributed to his joyfulness, just like I know it contributed to my happiness. In the second reading, we hear St. Paul write, "Have no anxiety, but in everything make your request known to God, in order to receive the peace of God that surpasses all understanding." As I read that line, I couldn't help but think about the sacrament of confession. By asking God to forgive me, he rewards my desire for forgiveness with joy and happiness. God wants to give you that same joy and peace. God wants each of you to be truly happy. So, how do we apply the question asked of John the Baptist? What should we do? As I read over the gospel reading, John the Baptist gives some good advice. It's really an examination of conscience. When the crowd asked, what should we do? He tells them, whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise. As I look around, I see most of us have warm clothes and have had plenty of food to eat. There are many in this world, in this diocese, in our communities that don't. Maybe we have some extra clothes we could donate to one of the many thrift stores in the area, or perhaps give as a gift to a family in need. Perhaps we could bring some food to restock the food pantry here at our parish, or provide a meal to someone who is hungry. But if we don't do as John the Baptist says, are we maybe committing a sin of omission, not doing something we should? To the tax collectors, he tells them to stop collecting more than what is prescribed. Has there ever been a time that you ended up with something that wasn't rightfully yours? To the soldiers, he tells them to not practice extortion nor falsely accuse anyone. As I reflect on that question, or that line, the question I have is, have we gossiped about someone? Have we told a lie? On Monday evening, tomorrow evening, we have our parish communal penance service. This is an opportunity to make your request known to God, your request for forgiveness. Now, many struggle with the sacrament because we have to go tell a priest our sins. Some might ask, why do we need to go to a priest at all? After all, I can go directly to God and ask for forgiveness. And when we recognize we've sinned, we should immediately go to God and ask for forgiveness. But we also need to go to the sacrament of confession. It isn't an either or, either ask God or go to confession. It's a both and. We should ask God immediately for forgiveness and go to the sacrament. Why, you might ask? Because that is what Jesus instructed us to do. Jesus gave the authority to forgive sins to the apostles. That same authority was passed on through the bishops and to the priest through the sacrament of holy orders. God knows how he created us. There is something very powerful in our hearing the words that we are forgiven. In marriage, if one spouse harms the other somehow, we often just assume we're forgiven, but we really don't know until we go ask for that forgiveness and our spouse forgives us. Likewise, again in marriage, but really in any relationship, as soon as we become aware we've harmed another person in some way, we should go to them and ask for forgiveness. Not collect them all up and maybe do it only once or twice a year. We should go to confession as soon as we can when we have sinned to ask God for that forgiveness. If you are anything at all like me, that means we should be receiving the sacrament of confession on a regular basis. I would suggest at least monthly. By going to confession on a regular basis, by naming our sins, it will help us prepare for the arrival of Jesus as we receive the Eucharist, as we commemorate his coming to earth at Christmas, and especially when we meet him when he comes again for the final judgment. And in return, God will fill us with his grace and peace, leading us to experience joy and happiness that surpasses all understanding. So, go to confession, so we can, in gratitude, do as St. Paul tells us. Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Rejoice.